Now here's a PodcastOne.com killer clip from Backseat Rider with Anthony Ponce talking to one of his Lyft passengers about a movie that touched her life.
I would have to say Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
For those who haven't seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, here's the abbreviated cliff notes, if cliff notes can be further abbreviated. A youngish couple, guy played by Jim Carrey, the woman played by Kate Winslet, has a nasty breakup. And in the movie, there's this company you can hire to erase the memory of another person. So after the breakup, Kate Winslet hires that company to erase her memory of Jim Carrey. Now, Jim Carrey finds out about it, finds out that she's done it, and then pays to have the same thing done, erasing his memory of Kate Winslet. So now back to our passenger and the incident that happened in Florida in January and why she chose that movie.
Like, I can relate to it in so many different ways. And, you know, if you've ever been in love before, I think we all know what it feels like to fall out of love and to just, like, want to erase that person from your mind, you know? So definitely that, for sure.
What is your experience in wanting to erase someone from your mind, like Jim Carrey did in that movie?
Well, my ex, for instance, like, I lived with him for 4 years, and he just, like, woke up one day and just didn't love me anymore. So now I just kind of, you know, like, how do you live with somebody for 4 years and then just... He broke up with me on Facebook, of all things.
What did he write?
Well, he didn't come home the night before, so I was, like, calling him, and I'm like, what's going on, you know? And he kept, like, hitting the fuck you button on me and wasn't answering the phone. And he wrote that he didn't want to spend his money at, like, that he was making from his job on his half of the rent anymore. And he wanted to start a t-shirt company and pursue his dreams. And I guess I wasn't involved in that, so.
So it literally hit you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, so
you
I was
had
like,
no indication that was coming.
Not at all. Nope, it was just like, just happened one day. Nothing happened, nobody cheated, nobody, everything was fine. You know, I just came home from work one day, I made dinner, and nobody else came home. So, 3 days later, I packed up my cats, my toaster, my juicer, my books, and I went back to New Jersey, and now I'm here.
Three excruciating days passed from when he never came home to when she decided to leave.
Everybody kept telling me, oh, he's gonna come back. Like, don't worry about it. Like, just wait, he'll come back. And I kept saying to myself, like, why would somebody say that to me? Why would I want to be with somebody that I have to wait for them to come back, you know? Or, you know, like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
To hear more, click on the full show link. Or if you're listening on something that starts with I or G, go to podcastone.com.